Hey everyone, it's your boy Logan Cruz here, back with another episode of The Discipline Switch, where we dive deep into the stuff that makes life tick, the habits, the mindset, the whole shebang. Today we're tackling something super important, setting boundaries for your mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly on, always giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling when you're so stretched thin you can practically hear your own brain screaming for a break? It's not being dramatic, folks. It's real. And it's why learning to set boundaries is like putting on a mental health life vest, essential for staying afloat in this crazy world. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kind of stiff and uptight, Logan. But trust me, setting boundaries isn't about building walls and becoming a hermit. It's about creating healthy spaces, both physically and emotionally, where you can recharge, feel respected, and ultimately thrive. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? So why are we letting everyone and everything barge into our mental space without asking permission? Here's the deal. Setting boundaries is all about prioritizing your well-being. It's saying no to things that drain you, yes to what nourishes your soul, and creating a clear line between what's acceptable and what crosses the line. Think of these five golden rules as your mental health GPS. 1. Recognize your limits. This one is crucial, folks. It's about understanding your own capacity, how much you can handle mentally, emotionally, and physically. We all have different limits, and that's totally okay. Pay attention to those warning signs. Feeling overwhelmed, irritable, burnt out, they're screaming at you to take a step back. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your limits, it's time to speak up. This doesn't have to be a confrontation. Think of it as setting clear expectations. Hey, I can help with that project, but I won't be able to give it my full attention until after a specific time. Jree-free. Learn to say no without guilt. This one is tough, I get it. But saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Sometimes politely declining requests, even if they seem harmless, can actually free up time and energy for the things that truly matter to you. 4. Protect your time. This is your most valuable resource. Don't let it slip away. Schedule time for yourself, whether it's reading, exercising, meditating, or just hanging out with loved ones. 5. Embrace imperfection. Remember, setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. You won't get it perfect right away, and that's totally fine. Keep practicing, keep adjusting, and celebrate your wins along the way. Picture this. You're at work, juggling deadlines, emails, and requests coming at you from all angles. Suddenly, your boss drops another project on your plate, one that feels impossible to fit in with everything else you're already doing. Now, before you say yes out of obligation or fear of disappointing them, take a moment. Imagine yourself saying, "That sounds important, and I want to help. Can we discuss priorities and see how this fits into my current workload?" This simple act sets a boundary. You're acknowledging the request, but also asserting your capacity and need for clear direction. It shows respect for both yourself and your boss. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to supercharge your mental health through boundaries. Remember, you deserve to be respected and your time valued. Saying no is a superpower, not a weakness. Your well-being matters more than pleasing everyone else. Go out there, set those boundaries, and reclaim your mental space. I'm cheering you on. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little boundary boost. Until next time, keep striving for that mental wellness win.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.